Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our guest today on Faith and Freedom is Hunter Stoner. She is an intern in our Washington, D.C. office. We're going to be talking about what she's doing in the nation's capital. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Hunter.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you and have you share some of your exciting adventures recently.
And Hunter, you actually have graduated from Sweetbriar, and you also are now enrolled at Johns Hopkins University in Applied Economics. And you have been a Covenant Journey alumni. You went to Israel with us as part of Covenant Journey, and that was an amazing experience. That's how we got to know you. And Cindy Matthews, our director of Covenant Journey, has known your family for quite a long time. Tell us about your experience in Israel.
That's correct. I was able to travel to Jerusalem and Israel with Covenant Journey. And I think the most significant portion for me was the ability to place my hands on the Western Wall. It was an experience unlike any other. It's hard to explain the spiritual connection you feel to thousands of years of history and the sacrifices that made it possible for us to pray there in peace.
You know, when you and I recently were in Washington, D.C., we were at an event between Israel and the United States. Frankly, it's a historic event. On the day of June 7, 2017, 50 years to the day that the IDF soldiers reached the Western Wall and Israel was reunified, the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, was reunified on that day 50 years ago. It was quite an historic moment. We had representatives, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. We had the ambassador to the United States from Israel, Ron Dermer. And then on the other side, there was the president of Israel, President Rivlin, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about that moment in which he went to the Western Wall and he touched that wall, he was connecting back through history to Abraham, who ultimately came to Mount Moriah to sacrifice Isaac, and ultimately where King David came to establish Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, where Solomon built the first temple, where the second temple was built. And so, and from a Christian standpoint, where Jesus ultimately did ministry and suffered, died, and rose again on the third day. It's such an amazing place. And that connects all the way back when you touch that wall through these thousands of years of history. It is quite amazing. So, you know, when you experience that, you're experiencing something, it's hard to even put into words what others are experiencing, particularly the Jews who went there on that June 7, 1967, to touch that Western Wall.
That's right. We were able here in our nation's capital to celebrate the significant moment of June 7th, and we joined with top Israeli and American political leaders. This was the first time the two legislative bodies of Israel and the U.S. had held a joint event. And this historic joining of the two nations shows that the United States stands with Israel and its eternal capital, Jerusalem, the holy city central to our shared faith in God.
Hunter, share for a moment, after your experience there at this event, as well as your experience with Covenant Journey, how has God really opened your eyes to the importance of us being allies for Israel? How has he changed perhaps your career ideas? Or share as a millennial how he's shown you that.
Well, I believe a support for unified Jerusalem is important to religious freedom, not only in the Middle East, but also here in America. We have to ensure that the city is never divided again. I really believe we have no greater friend than Israel. I can't think of a better way to show our support than by moving the embassy to Jerusalem in recognition of the Israeli capital. As for myself, praying about looking at going into law school eventually and being able to defend our traditional values and our Judeo-Christian principles that our country was founded on, truly believe that we need more believers in places like Washington, D.C., who are going to be able to advocate and fight for those who might not have a voice.
And for those who are listening to us, the kind of student that comes on a Covenant Journey is a pretty unique person because we are very selective. We're looking for Christian college-age students who are leaders and have significant leadership potential going into the future. And Hunter certainly falls into that category. And Hunter, you have such a wide variety. I know you don't want to speak about yourself, but you know, you're highly intelligent. You love the Lord. I remember at the airport when we were leaving Israel, you were studying Grudem's book on theology. You have all these theological things, but your focus is economics, and you're a singer and dancer, and you have a Scottish, you were part of a Scottish dancing troupe that actually danced in front of the Capitol, which is quite amazing. And now you're back, and you have, God's put into your heart a passion for Washington, D.C. to impact the nation. And that's why you're there working in our Washington, D.C. office this summer, interning with Jonathan Alexander and others who are interning, but Jonathan Alexander is our director. Tell us a little bit about some of the experiences, because you've already been able to go meet some people on Capitol Hill in just the short time you've been there.
One of the projects that we're working on here at Liberty Council on the Hill is we are working with legislators to pass the Taylor Force Act. There's clear evidence that Palestine is using our taxpayer dollars to fund and promote terrorism against Israeli and U.S. citizens in Israel. This is a pay-to-slay system. Our money should not be going overseas to fund terrorism. And it's time we get serious about Palestinian terrorism.
Yeah, and this Taylor Force Act, for those who are not familiar with it, and Hunter, you can talk a little bit more about it, but what's happening is the Palestinian Authority has been getting lots of money from the United States for years. Mm. We don't track it. We give it to them. We don't hold them accountable. And what they are doing with that money is they are advancing terrorism. They're digging tunnels rather than repairing roads. Rather than having hospitals that they're building, they're actually setting up mortars in hospital rooms so they can shoot them out of the hospital windows. And so this Taylor Forest Act says enough is enough. You've got to be accountable. So Hunter, tell us a little bit more about what this is about.
That's right. The Taylor Forest Act would end economic assistance from the U.S. until the Palestinians take steps to end violence against U.S. and Israeli citizens, publicly condemns such violence, and terminates payments for acts of terrorism. We ought not to be complicit in jihad through our financial charity, and that's what this legislative piece is going to stop.
Well, how do you feel like being able to work on something like that at your age? What does that mean to you?
It's very humbling. It's a huge honor to be able to be on the Hill with key influencers and legislators and be able to try to make an impact to help stop terrorism in Israel.
You know, what's amazing here is just recently, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, he and others with the PA named a brand new building that was dedicated to women leaders after a woman terrorist who actually committed terroristic acts, causing the United States to condemn that particular act. And also, amazingly, the new Secretary General of the United Nations, of all people. You haven't heard condemnation coming from that source, but even he condemned this act, said that he has no tolerance for this kind of terrorism.
Wow.
So, Hunter, thank you for what you're doing. I know you're going to have an amazing experience this summer, you and the others that are working there. And I know your experience in Israel with Covenant Journey gives you the real life experience that you can share. It's not just theoretical. You're not just reading this
right
from newspapers or online reports or watching the media. You actually were able to be in Israel and now in the nation's capital, working to pass this Taylor Forest Act. We'll keep our listeners informed more about that and how you can be involved. So thank you, Hunter, for being our guest on Faith and Freedom.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Hunter Stoner is one of our interns. We have interns in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Orlando, Florida. And she is working in our nation's capital with our office, which literally is one block away from the Capitol. Continue to keep her in prayer as she and others work on various pieces of legislation, educating our legislators about the importance of standing for our values, particularly standing with Israel. For more information, you can visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can click on the lc.org to get to CIDI, and Covenant Journey, our ministry taking Christian college-age students to Israel for a life-changing experience. That's Covenant Journey. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit lc.org.